Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishoin, in the middle of Halacha Ches, starting the top of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah said that Hilchos Shabbos is something which is a very little psukim and a lot of halachas. That's why it's Ke'arori Metluim Mesor, it's like mountains sitting on a hair. Similar, Rav Yoyin Noam, Rav Chama, Baruch Vo, Makshe, Rav Yoyin has said, Rav Chama, Baruch asked the question, V'alo Ein Ksiv Ela'ach Mayon Ubor Mikve Mayim Yetor. Regarding a mikvah, it says a very short pasuk. What's going to be, which mikvah you can use? That lo mimenu kama halachas, as many halachas. Why isn't Hilchos Mikvahs also as including the list of things that you learn a lot for very few psukim? And the Gemara does not answer this question. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochanan imbas halacha tachas yotcho veinat yudea mativo." Some halacha that comes that you learn in the Mishnah, you don't even know the explanation in it. I'll definitely get a dover halacha. Don't just push it away. There's many halachas Moshe Messina written in the Mishnah. It doesn't say it's halachas Moshe Messina, and it's coming halachas Moshe Messina. You can't just come and doich it if you don't understand it. I'll bring an example. The Mishnah of Shnei Minichitim, referring to someone who planted two types of wheat, if he made one goyrin out of it, he made one pile out of it, he does one payer for the whole thing. If he made two piles out of it, he has to do two payers. Pay is the matanas that you give to the ani, to a poor man. So the case of Shnei Minichitim, ilulei sheba nochum upirsho, lo yoydim ayinu. If not the nochum come and said that this is halacha Moshe Messinai, I would not know it's halacha Moshe Messinai. So this is an example of something in the Mishnah, which is halacha Moshe Messinai, which I would not know on my own. Rabbi Zehir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, it says in the Pasuk, Ech toiv loy rubi terosi. I'm going to write to him the roi of the Torah. Vechuri rubi shal Torah nichtava. Most of the Torah was written. Most things you dash from minaksav, even though it's not written, you have your gil milish turn dash bam, you dash in it. More than the things they dash that came aloha Moshe Sinai, not dashing from what's written in the Torah. So more of a chine, is that true? It's not true. We have many more things ba'alpeh than learning from the ksav. Elo chavivi madvarim asmuchim lechtav, minadvarim asmuchim lepeh. What it means, echtav ruba terasi, just we like it more. Referring here to the toichecho, to the rebuke that Hashem gave Am Yisrael. Vafilu ken, and still loy kimoi zor nechshavu, aren't they considered to be like strangers? Meaning the toichecho did not help. Another way to read the pasuk. If I would write roy of the toivo, wouldn't you be like a zar, like a stranger, meaning like the goyim? Ma binan leumus, what will be the difference between you and the umus oilam? Eilu mutziv sifreim, veilu mutziv sifreim. You're going to have books, they will have books. Eilu mutziv difterim, veilu mutziv difterim. Referring to the cloth, to the scrolls. You will have scrolls, they will have scrolls. You will be no different than the goyim. But now they have Torah Sheba'al Peh, that's what differentiates you between you and the goyim. Rav Chaga b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman ne'emru dvorim mepeh ve'emru dvorim mechtav. We have Torah Sheba'al Peh, we have Torah Shmechtav. Ve'eina yoydim eilu mehem chavivim. Which one is more chavivim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the man dechtiv ki al pi advorim eile krasit chobrit v'ez Yisrael, it says al pi loshun peh, hado omro yisun shepe chavivim, that tells you Torah Peh is chaviv. This Gemara and the following few lines, we saw this in Maseches Megillah. Rabbi Yochanan ve'Rabbi Yehuda bar Shimon chad omar, im shimar tomash rapeh, v'shimar tomash bechtav, ani koris is chobris. Because this pasuk says al pi advorim eile, and it says over there ksoiv lecho as well, and it says they're bris. So if you have Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, then you have the covenant of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if in love you don't have it, any koris in chobris. The Chor Norma says in a little different drasha, im shimar tomash rapeh v'shimar tomash bechtav, ata mekabel schar, then you get rewarded. V'im lav ein at mekabel schar, and you don't get rewarded. Meaning in pashtas, that's the same drasha that you learn the bris, the covenant, that you'll get rewarded. As the Korbanator adds, because the hemshich of the pasuk is, so it says, v'harish koin rabim, and the meaning you'll have, it refers to the reward that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you. Omar b'shur b'levi, it says in the pasuk, v'aleim kechol advorim. So it could have write aleim, but it says ve'aleim with a vav. Could have write koil, but it says kechol. Could have write dvorim, and it says handvorim. Referring to the pasuk, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the luchos, and you have these three words. So what are you dashing? Mikra is the luchos themselves. Now you have the extra vav, extra chav, extra hey to tell you Mishnah, Talmud, halachas, v'agodas. According to Reb Chaim, you take away the word halachas. So it's Mishnah, Talmud, and agodas are the three things you learn from here. That was also included when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Even what a Talmud will say in future generations, it was already said to Moshe Mitzrayim. Matam, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, someone says, oh, I have your chiddush. That's the Hemshech HaPasuk. It was already there before, meaning it came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, any chiddush that you have was already said to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can learn from the Halacha Moshe Sinai, you can learn from the Agadatas, and you can learn from the Tosefta's. Ela mina Talmud. Only from Talmud, from the Gemara. Which means from the discussion of the Gemara. So, what is that true? You can't learn from Halacha Moshe Sinai. V'atan Rav Chalavta b'Shaul, he shnei mein yichitim. The example we brought in Amud Aleph of the Mishnah that says you have two types of wheat, and we learn from there the Halacha Sapeyo. He shnei mein esorim. You learn from barley. You learn barley from the wheat. So you see, you are learning from Halacha Moshe Sinai. Omar Zeir kachesu Halacha biyodom v'shechechuo. The Halakha Moshe Sinai spoke about wheat and barley. They just forgot about it, and then they came back and said barley is included. So more about Tanino, where we learn lachim lashuk umikayim yaveshim legoyrin. We learn from there another example. If you have onions and you have the moist ones you're selling to the market, and the dry ones he puts a pile out of them, so he does two payas because you learn from this idea of the two minichitim. Isach meimar shuk vegoyrin kachesu Halacha biyodom v'shechechuo. The Halacha Moshe Sinai differentiate between selling to the market or leaving at the home. The one understands that you can't say over here this was part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. You can't say kach oisar Halacha biyodim v'shechechuo. So the one stays with this question. Simur Chanani b'shishmuon in lemedim min hoi royo. Can't bring a royo from a maise or hoi royo lemaise, because sometimes he was moyer one way, but there was other reasons why he was moyer. So you can't learn from there. For sure you can't learn from a ma'ase. You see a Rebbe doing something, don't learn from there. You never know what is his reason. What was his reasons? Only a mono adot that Omar Behuda loy sovar. But Behuda sovar of it. That's only if someone doesn't understand why his Rebbe is doing something. But someone who understands it, he's able to understand what his Rebbe is doing, of course you can learn from it. Even if he understands, if it's a machloikis, don't learn from there. Because you never know if they're very paskin like that. Shito, just this was an exception to the rule. But if there's no machloikis, then you can learn from the ma'ase. You see someone doing something, you learn from there if you don't know a machloikis. This is a quote from Maseches Trumas, and we bring it because Nergat, the idea of Hoiro. So the Gemara says that any Isser, if it got mixed up and it was Misar Beroiv, so it becomes Mutter. But it's only if it happened by mistake. If it did Bemezid, he went and he mixed together Bemezid, so then you can't do Bitul Beroiv. So the Gemara of Eloi Masisi isn't in the Mishnah of Sechas Trumas, Im Shegig Mutter, Imezid Asur, that Shegig is Mutter and Mezid Asur? So the Gemara Masisi be Truma de Rubo. The Mishnah is different, there is by Truma. So the way Reb Chaim explains what it means by Truma de Rubo, either because it's the Rabbanon, or because we're machmir on hedi, it's not bought unless you have 100. So there, if it was b'sheikig, you say that if it was added to it later b'sheikig, you say it's bottle b'roif. Other things you don't say that. The korban eid and the pemoish you learn the opposite. Davka truma, which is chomer, ruba is very chomer. So there, b'mezid you don't say it's bottle, but other things maybe you'll be bottle even b'roif. So also meimel uchafil b'shar kol advar, and that's what's coming. The chiddush is that even other things you say this way. The same when there's a mitzvah to give teichicha, to say to somebody something in order for him to learn what to do, is a mitzvah not to say if he won't listen to you. The same way something which is tame, clearly you can't make it tar. So the same way, we have to be careful not to take something tar and make it tame, you know, if it's a suffix, not to go and just mitame something just because you don't know. Rav Abba by Yaakov Shabbi Yochanan im bosa locha tachez yodcho. V'hene doideim litlois im lisroif. Yaba locha, you know it's tame, just not sure if it's the truma is so tame that you should burn it, or you just toil it, you hang it up and don't touch it. Lo'ilom evirat zachar sreifah yoysa metliho. Try to find a reason to burn it than to hang it. Why? These korbanos, the blood goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what do you do with the korbanos after you bring the blood to Kodesh HaKadoshim? You burn them. So you see that burning is the best way to, if there's something which is wrong, something you need to get rid of, the Torah wants you to get rid of it, the best way is shreifa. So says the Gemara, how can you learn that this is their mitzvah, is to burn it? That's part of the Maisa mitzvah. To hear that you have to get rid of a truma tmeo doesn't mean that we prefer to burn it than to be toilet. So no rai from there who argues on the rayo. And with this, we're saying the first perek of Maseches Chagigo, Hadronach perek HaKol Chayovim, Hadronach perek HaKol Chayovim, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo Davches.